the day.
Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Great to have your company with us on this Boxing Day. Well, I'm sure it is time for all of us to take 25. And it might not be pouring yourself something stronger, because maybe you had way too much lots of stronger stuff yesterday. So pour yourself a cuppa, relax, put your feet up and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Irene, listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM. Feeling
perfect.
Hey,
ending.
Irene, God, I'm amazed you made it in. Here yes, we are, I sitting know. Boxing Day.
No, Ellerslie races. I mean, how much fun can you have over there? Oh. It's just awesome. You owe me, girl. You really owe me.
Yeah. Well, I think you owe me, actually, telling me not to be drinking my nice detoxing tea on Christmas Day yesterday. That would have made me feel better. By God, I've had some today, though.
But haven't you had a wonderful time?
Oh, absolutely.
And isn't it worth doing all that detoxing for all that enjoyment you had yesterday?
God, my tummy is still full. I haven't even eaten today. I've had so much yesterday. I don't even need food.
Look, this brings me to... I've been hearing so many stories, and I'm so, you know, where's the enjoyment in life is probably what I'm saying. People are forgetting about the enjoyment in life because there's so many other people going, oh, that's wrong, and oh, this is wrong, and oh, that's wrong.
For goodness sake. Well, it sounds like you had a rather interesting day yesterday then, by God.
I had a great day yesterday, and I had a great day all the week before Christmas as well, and I've got family and all that fun, and of course I'm doing all the things that all those do-gooders and PC people are saying, no, you shouldn't do, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and am I suffering now? Yes. Is my body saying help me? Yes. Am I going to detox like mad for the next week? Yes. But it's worth every minute of it. But one of the things that is annoying me is Kiwis are buckling under the pressure of these very minority PC people. The amount of firms that cut their Christmas parties this year because they're so nervous about how some of their people behave when they have a few drinks in them.
Oh, it's just ridiculous, isn't it? Yeah. I heard about that. I remember hearing that about that on the news or something before Christmas, and I just think, oh, for God's sake, grow up. We've got to have a bit of fun. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I totally agree. And if somebody has a little bit too much to drink, male or female, I mean, the females forget that there's a lot of them that do that too when they've had a little bit too much to drink. And if they grope the person that they've been really keen on whole year and never had the stomach to say anything to them on Christmas, so what? It's life. It's a part of life. Just suck it in, get on with it. It's nothing worse than that. And have fun and take it for the positive compliment that it's supposed to be.
Oh, I like that. Positive compliment there. Yeah, and just some of those things that we think we're not allowed to say it anymore. You know, you're beautiful or whatever, something.
Why is everybody worrying about the so small minority that come out and voice these things?
Well, I'll tell you why, because social media gives it legs. And isn't that interesting in the world we live in with social media? Those people before would have been sitting in the dark corner of the pub spouting off, and only the people around them might have heard.
Yeah.
But today, with social media, well, they can reach anybody and everybody.
Yeah, it's like the few little voices have got a power now, and they're using that power in every way they can. And it's bullying. It's another form of bullying. Let me start again. I think the very first program I did here, I went on about bullying. So here we go.
Of course, you are too grinchy, grumpy today, aren't you?
I'm just annoyed that so many of my friends are saying, oh, we didn't have the great party we had the year before because of this problem, you know? And I'm saying, well, it's ludicrous. Don't let it be a problem. Get out there and enjoy life.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I suppose the drink driving, that's stopped a lot of it. But, I mean, again, it's not hard to organise a bus, for goodness sakes.
It's not hard to organise a bus. And for goodness sake, Uber is just as cheap as using your own car. I use Uber to go everywhere now. You know, they are brilliant. Yes, before, taxis are ridiculous. Don't get me started on taxis. Use Uber. Get in with Uber. You know?
Or whomever. Get yourself home safely somehow. But, you know, it's only just thinking a little bit differently. And do you need to drink anyway?
Exactly.
Maybe you don't want to.
You don't have to drink to have a good time. And there's nothing wrong with one person deciding that they're going to be the driver for the other four in the car. So.
And I suppose with all that health and safety stuff too, oh, my gosh, if I trip, well, we all do.
If you trip, you might break something, and then you'll go to fabulous physios like I go to, and I have a wonderful Friday morning.
And when you think about it, we've all survived.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Are we allowed to say that? Yeah, we have.
It's all part of life. You survive, you heal, you have a lovely story to tell. I mean, if we, you know, coat ourselves with so much packing and we've got no stories to tell. The stories are the wonderful things that make everybody interesting and say, hey, you should write a book, you know. People need to have these stories.
Yeah. Well, for our listeners out there, well, you're sitting there just sitting back relaxing. Did you end up with that? Did you end up with the you know, business cancelling the Christmas party because some Grinch decided it was just too hard and being too PC or too much health and safety stuff that you had to worry about? Or did you do something really lame because of that? That's the other thing, isn't it? It's just kind of lame.
Mm.
Pathetic little, let's go out for lunch. And we could do that any time, couldn't we?
Careful.
Yeah.
Careful, careful, careful. Because of what? 1 out of 10 people?
Anyway,
it's Boxing Day.
It is.
Got this wonderful, you know, little pain in my head that's just saying to me, okay, sleep time, have a rest. And Ellerslie races is always encouraging.
Well, you can still pop. Well, yes.
No, yeah. I've been over there and I've finished there. I've been over there. I'm over here now.
Couple That's of flushes? Those flushes do any good?
I never do any good. I just go for the enjoyment. I do put the flutters on. I never give up trying, but...
I know. I always either go for the colour of what the jockey's wearing or what he looks like, or she looks like even.
Or the flanks of the horse or the person in front being so positive in the cues that I go, okay, I'm going to copy what he did.
Or the name. I love picking it by the name of the horse, yeah, actually, true. As
it's
well.
So much fun.
I mean, God, anybody could win, couldn't they? And it is a huge bit of fun. And it is lovely going there, you know, having a picnic down on the grass in the front.
It's gorgeous.
It's a great day.
And you see the young ladies that like to dress up and have their little hat things. What are they called? Those funny little hat things.
Yeah, I don't know what they're called. Yeah,
there's something. They've got funny names like Terminator or... something or other.
That's probably what we're all feeling like. I couldn't dress up on Boxing Day. As you can see today, I'm in my fat pants. There's no way I could, like, squeeze all the, you know, little wobbly bits back into to dress up and look good at the races.
Oh, go on. You can always dress up.
You can give it a go, can't you? But just way too lazy. Hey, talking about that, let's just take a wee break and put some music on. And, yeah, think about your Christmas party. Is it worth the story?
Is it that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold? This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, 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 oh!
Stop. Wait a minute.
Fill my cup, put some liquor in it.
Take a sip, sign the check.
Julio, get the stretch.
Ride to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we gon' show out. Smoother than a fresh drop.
Skip it. I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Like a dragon, wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Bitch, say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money.
Break it down.
Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, 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 oh!
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. I said uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up, uptown funk you up. Dance, jump on it. If you sexed and flown it, if you freaked and own it, don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you sexed and flown it,
well it's Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch. Come on. Don't believe me, just watch.
just watch. Hey, 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 oh! Woo! Come on, come on, hey! Say what? Woo! Say what? Come on! Woo! Come on, say what? So it is Boxing Day, and so we're all kind of paying for all our eating and merriment and drinking yesterday, but and so we should be, you know, that's just part of life, isn't it? What are you going to do now? So we've got a week before New Year. Are you just going to take some time out and just relax, or are you going to start kind of continuing visiting friends and family and catching up with everybody?
I have got my wonderful daughter coming over from the Gold Coast, and she is bringing me my fantastic 10-year-old grandson.
Oh, how exciting.
He's the only grandson I've got. I've got loads of daughters, but no grandson.
Oh, and I can see some spoiling coming on here.
Beautiful young man. He's absolutely gorgeous. He's worth every bit of spoiling that I give him.
But yeah, there's presents still under the tree for him.
He's already got his present. Oh, no, actually, I have got another little something for them. Yeah, I just can't help it. But, yeah, they're coming out and they're going to be staying in New Zealand. They've got an 11-day holiday. And
fantastic.
So I am so looking forward to that. It's going to be fantastic. They arrive tomorrow.
Yeah, nice. So just head out the airport. It'd be pretty good. Traffic out there as well. Traffic's great at this time of the year. Mm. And for those of you that do get sick of hearing about Auckland, it's a great time to be in Auckland because everybody else buggers off.
Mm.
So it's a really nice time, actually, just to look around, you know, our city and find out what's really there, because we're usually just way too busy doing that, yeah.
It's like the traffic should be, but just be careful, because I'm absolutely amazed at how many people aren't going away this year.
Oh.
Exactly. I mean, my clients, where I normally only have about five who aren't going away and want a continued service, this year I have got 20.
Wow.
Who are staying. So there's a lot of people not going away. They're choosing to go away in winter, not in summer.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm.
Oh, God, well, that's no good. I want them all to bugger off so I can enjoy myself.
Oh, well, I think there's far too many who own batches and boats and things that we're still going to see a huge reduction, but it might not be quite the empty ghost town that it usually is.
And you might be sitting here listening to us stuck in that traffic queue going north and that one going south. So I hope you're not stuck in, well, I'm sure some of you are. So as I say, just relax, because there ain't anything you can do about it.
Exactly.
You're just going to have to sit there and be stuck with it, hopefully. Well, this is where technology actually is great, because the kids can just sit and watch a movie nowadays, can't they?
Yes.
So they're not screaming
good
in the
music
back seat.
And, you know, to me it's like, if you know you have to go at a time when the traffic is going to be jammed, then go with the attitude in mind that you're going to have yourself a little party in the car with some good music. You are still going to stay aware and not go into fairyland. You are in a car on a road with a whole pile of people who aren't relaxed trying to get through the traffic. But still, if you go with that attitude in mind, I mean, I avoid having to get to that attitude, I will get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and go for a trip rather than go at peak hour traffic. But
yeah.
If I have to, use it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's, I'm a bit sensible like that too. It'll be a very late night or very early morning, just to, again, not be one of those that is stuck in making everybody else grumpy, really.
Yeah, exactly.
And for me, not being grumpy as well. But.
And I look at it this way. Leave the roads for the parents with kids who have to go during the day and can't go in the middle of the night. And all us people who haven't got that problem, get out on the roads and use them when we can.
Yeah, absolutely. Or do you have to go that day? Can you go the next day? Can you go tomorrow? Mind you, some of us, well, you know, our holidays are quite short, and actually it's quite nice with with Christmas being on a Tuesday. Well, it's on a Tuesday. A bit odd because most people ended up getting that Monday off. So that's a nice five-day weekend with today, you know, that you're not actually working. So that's a nice little kind of... I don't know.
It's an extra bonus,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I think it's turned out really well for most businesses. This year, I have to bring staff back on that Monday in both days because I've got so many clients.
Wow.
Which is horrible. I was hoping that I could push them through to the other side, but no. But luckily, I've got a couple of girls who don't want to go away anywhere and they want as much money as they can. So
fantastic.
They have to do it, yeah. Hey,
there's always somebody that needs that. And for all of our young teenagers out there too, wanting to earn a bit of extra money through the holidays, they don't mind whether it's in the retail shops or in the malls or whatever. Yeah, great opportunity for them. And I know actually a few of my friends, their kids are busy working and they've got to that age now where it's like, well, we can actually just leave them.
Yeah.
You know, they're old enough now. We can go on holiday without them.
So the kids still have a bit of a holiday even though they're working.
That's
mum
true.
And dad aren't there.
So
that's fine. Well, listen, I meant to tell you something too. Don't forget to put peppermint in your tea today, particularly tonight, because peppermint settles your stomach. So as you're detoxing, add a little bit of peppermint to it.
What about a mint leaf?
Yeah,
mint's okay, but
it's not as strong as peppermint. Okay. Peppermint is very good. And ginger is also very good if you're feeling a little bit hungover and you're travelling. So add a little bit of ginger to your detox tea that you're putting
in. Or even a bottle of ginger ale. I actually find even though it's not as strong, a bit of ginger ale usually settles me a little bit as well. But there's a lot of sugar in there, but hey...
Yes, yeah. I just hated what you just said. Use fresh ginger. It's very easy to use.
Right, so we'll grate a bit of fresh ginger and we'll get a bit of peppermint.
No,
not
that's
together.
Way too
no.
hard.
Oh.
That's way too hard. Just get out your, what do you call them, Nutribullet, or even, it doesn't even have to be that big, just peel a piece of ginger and chuck it in there with some of your cold tea and you've got yourself, and a bit of ice, and you've got yourself a beautiful cold drink that's going to do you wonders.
Perfect. So if you are about to leave, you're packing the car, take a moment and make yourself a nice cold tea with either ginger or peppermint, because peppermint's quite refreshing as well, isn't it?
Yes.
So that's actually...
And they both settle your stomach,
yeah.
So just whatever is your preferred taste. And you can add mint to that. Mint and peppermint go nice together, but I don't know about mint and ginger.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't work, would it? We'll keep those separate. Well, that's all we've got time for today. We made it. We gas-bagged about... We dribbled on about something anyway. I hope you enjoyed joining us. If you're in the traffic, just chill out. If you're just sitting back in your chair and taking 25, hey, why not take another 25? And we'll see you the same time, same place next week.
I know my rent was gonna be late about a week ago. I worked my house, but I still can't pay it though. But I got just enough to get off in this club. Had me a good time before my time is up. The spot look like Mariah. I took another shot. Hold her, drop it like it's hot. Dirty talk, dirty dance. She a freaky girl, and I'm a freaky man. She on the rebound, broke up with an ex, and I'm like Rodman, ready on deck. I told her I wanna ride out, and she said yes. We didn't go to church, but I got blessed.
I knew my rent was gonna be late about a week ago. I worked my house, but I still can't pay it though. But I got just enough. Have me a good time before my time is up. Hey, let's get it out.
Just
wanna see that thing drop. From the back to the front to the top. You know me, I'm off in the cut. Hey.